kids, can you hear me?
Welcome to the Grateful Shows podcast. Exploring the world of Grateful Dead live shows through history, philosophy, fiction, and poetic meditations. I'm your guide, host, and author, J.Y. Pod, asking you to join me as we take a step back. It's set to at the Hampton Coliseum in Hampton, Virginia, Wednesday, March 19th, 1986. Once again, thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. Shall we go? Grateful Shows Tour Book 2, Show Number 1, a meditation on the Hampton Coliseum in Hampton, Virginia, Wednesday, March 19th, 1986, The Return of the Mothership. Set 2, China Cat Sunflower. Tuning very little, impact very large. Hey, someone should turn that phrase into a tagline for Dead-related merchandise. Here comes the China Cat, signaling we're open for business. Thud, 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 says Phil, heavy and stuck in the mud. It's all monster trucks, cases of beer, and wet fingers, making the cigarettes harder to light than usual. And this China Cat rumbles at a slower than normal pace. But is it possible to accurately determine an average pace for the China Cat Sunflower? Do we time it with a stopwatch, use a metronome, count the BPM rate, or find another generated sense of time? The song shifts into Jerry's and Bob's realm before any measurements can be taken. It's for the best. As the gears shift, Jerry gradually increases the pulse in short incremental bursts, guiding us naturally. Now he's got us all right. The music is thumping and pumping. Brent takes flight, and we soar along with him. Before we know it, we are on fire, yet feel no pain. This is what it's like to live inside a helium-filled balloon released by military personnel in remembrance of a fallen comrade. We see the widow below. Bobby works on it immediately. He is the heat miser, flaming away. We are shot down and fall weightlessly into the safety net of sound. Give the rest of the band a chance to step up or, well, talk. Got a groove. The vocals are over. Post-vocal jam into transition. There have been better or worse versions of this tune, but as they say, it's all good. They also say that the Dead have only gone into a song other than I Know You Rider 4 times, so bet the house on the rider. I Know You Rider. There is a brief transition with minimal jamming, and we continue to ride this rider as a light mist forms on the windshield. We tap our feet in rhythm with the wipers as they clear our view. The road to excess is paved with desire. Yes, we want it all, right? We want this to carry us into the night and into some unknown chamber of our minds we never knew existed. Perhaps there, we might recognize the real value we bring to others. Currently, we aren't so sure. A wandering mind finds enough insecurities and worries along the way to stay honest. It's all about belief, sticking to what you believe in. Never let them tell you otherwise, kid. The world can be your oyster. You just have to know when to shuck it and get the hell out of there. Right now, we want these March winds to blow our troubles as far as we can and run away with the band. The frost of winter and loss of hope have stagnated us. We feel there is nothing worth living for, just the constant drudgery and pain, the turbulent coming of spring. The maiden, with her hair alight with the flame of consciousness, is here to help. Hope springs eternal. The rest of us will just have to wait. The desire to let out a howl of approval builds inside, and Jerry gives us the chance with the northbound train line. Oh yeah, we're riding that motherfucker for all it's worth and then some. Come on, everyone, let's ride it out together. We're decent, there's a lot of good in the world, but there just aren't enough of us to share it. But today, at this time, here in Virginia, yes indeed, there is a Santa Claus, right up on stage, jamming until his very will gives out a few months from now. They won't miss us, but we will miss every one of you who gathered here with us on this night, the eve of the great spring. Welcome to the world's grand awakening, where spring has been laid out before us so that we may evolve and grow into strapping hulks in the heat of the summer. With a promising start to the second set, we slather on the warmth to every exposed part of our skin and await something special. Playing in the band. Not sure whether to give this an arrow. They pause briefly before hitting it. Guess it doesn't really matter. Wrong song, right feeling. It's time to forget everything we've gone through before this moment. Bobby, the man, stands on the tower, reaching out to the crowd with the confidence and energy that makes us wish we were in his place. He owns the moment, and he's not shy about showing it. Now that's confidence. But reaching that level of mastery probably took hours of practice, turning ordinary musicians into nearly mythical figures. Speaking of gods, Phil has his finger on the pulse of this show, so he's guiding us directly. Just follow his lead, and you'll always find your way. The right-hand man of the band has a plan, and sometimes it's more than we can stand. Please note that the previous cheesy line will be removed from the record if this transmission successfully passes through the censors, who are actively patrolling the Hampton Coliseum in the form of giant dragonflies. Don't worry, our girlfriend will smuggle it out. She has a cool, collected demeanor and is known to bypass any security she encounters. She's got charm and secrets so wicked that even the most hardened authority figures have folded in her presence. It takes one to know one. Meanwhile, the music shifts and flows around you. Chaos of excess and intensity on display is only an illusion. It cannot hurt you. It is the result of people focusing on the negative aspects of life. It is a hologram that depicts a life they've always wanted to live. However, you are blessed with the ability to share the experience with others who have not yet seen it. This mission, given to you by Phil himself, involves a secret frequency and an oscilloscope, an innovative tool you both designed during this increasingly wild jam. Once the message is received, it seeps into your skin. You feel it take control of your body. A strong urge arises to tell the world that it's missing the true connection, one crucial for understanding human evolution. Yes, this issue is that important, and we must bring it to the highest level of government right now. To do it properly, it must be done in the purest form possible, including disrobing. Shirts, socks, pants, and shoes are all barriers between a pure and sacred replication of the experience, and one that may be contaminated, possibly carrying the message of a false prophet. Friendship bands burst as your arms swell with unimaginable power and strength. It's as if you gained a superpower to undertake this vital journey. Swiftly, you begin weaving through the crowd, guided not by sight, but by feeling and vibes. It's all feels so. "What the fuck are you doing, man?" shouts a large guy, shielding a woman who may or may not be his girlfriend. You stand there, a complete mess. Sweat is the only protection you're wearing. His gaze and her horror make you recoil in fear. Violence at a dead show? You feel the complex instrument carrying the secret message between you and Phil crack open, and its contents flow freely through your bloodstream. It is finished, and so are you. All the miles you've traveled to reach this point condense into dissonant sounds. The band is calling. You take a risk and push yourself between air bubbles created by a lull in the music. You ascend to the right hand of the Father, where you are met by a gelatinous mass of eyes resembling an octopus's eggs deep in the aquatic mud. You realize the mass is a repository of souls of those who came before you, also taking on the task of explaining the inexplicable to those who have never been there. You feel your flesh tighten and loosen until you, too, become an embryonic, all-seeing, diaphanous egg, destined to drift upward toward the light, hoping that one day a man like you will finally succeed in the task. You could have explained it simply. Phil exists to give us space and a safe headspace to continue. Thanks, Phil. Now fill our blank canvas with color combinations that would make a butterfly jealous. We desert this rock concert to potentially colonize another planet via giant honeycombs melted on top of the speaker stacks. We're a bit nervous about going into drums. This transcendent, exploratory playing in the band exemplifies how far music can support a listener with receptive ears and a receptive mind. It is a rare moment to cherish when the set and setting are just exactly perfect. Enjoy this one, people, because drum seems ready to explore an even more abstract path towards the promised land of post-space music. The mothership has landed. Drums. So now it's drums. Damn, it's hard to believe there's only two of them. Aggressive and disciplined as well. The four-armed army is upon us. Former colonists of the lost planet discovered during playing in the band. They remain silent in front of reporters, believing that if someone is hired to ask questions and inform the public, there should also be paid individuals to provide answers, even if no questions are asked. Furthermore, what has happened is no longer relevant. If some heads were lost along the way, it is still a fair price paid to reach the pinnacle of civilization, especially When it is no longer your own, the clever lizards keep banging and smacking their instruments, causing howls of delight. We also see ourselves as part of the new race. We experienced that playing. Now we have reached drums, and by God, we will embrace the power and glory within. We generate energy by pounding our feet on solid ground, knowing that the vibrations reach deep beneath the earth's surface, feeding our overlords with the constant rhythm of life. We feel them stirring. We sense their restlessness, writhing through a forced hibernation that lasted a year. They have taken on the shape of the Hampton Coliseum itself. They have returned. They are alive. They will watch over us, self-appointed guardians, for the rest of the set and for the next two nights. Hollow shells of amphibious skin leave pus-like remnants around the exit points, which quickly return to their original form, just in time for space. Space, a barren landscape. We are told not to touch anything, but to us, there's nothing to touch. Ha, says the deity, you still haven't mastered the 4D form. This is a shame, because if you had, you'd find yourself immersed in a landscape filled with a kaleidoscopic array of the finest emeralds and sapphires. You wrote on your application that these are your favorite jewels, correct? Not fully understanding the message, we do feel a wheel lying around somewhere. It's covered with moss. A patch of grass grows where the rusted hubcap should be, but it'll do. Let's pick it up and see where it takes us. The wheel. It is truly the wheel. It rights itself and beckons us for a ride. It begins to move at a comfortable pace, trailing philosophy in its wake. The messages come from the greatest thinkers in history, but their messages are lost on us. We can't keep up, as we often prioritize trivial distractions over engaging with profound ideas. Once again, the chance to access all of humanity's knowledge is lost. You might as well watch cat videos or something, but even that won't be possible for another 30 years or so. The wheel subsides. It was a quick version. It feels like they want to make a quick transition on the fly. Things are rapidly shifting into what seems to be a truckin plus miracle equals truricle, truckadle? Hold on. We're thinking truckin. And a truckin it is. Truckin. Bobby should have gone into miracle. What the hell is going on? No one knows the words. The band flubs and floats, trying to figure out what to do. 2 minutes of utter confusion. Imagine going up for an acceptance speech, forgetting your notes and mumbling something like, thank you very much, before rushing back down the red carpet to your seat where you cry with your head in your hands. At least that is what they should have done after this, quote, signature song for a generation. But wait, we can't ignore the red flag and the prominent member of Grateful Dead Productions arguing with the referees. That's a challenge. The crowd waits for the verdict. Upon further review, we experienced a microphone malfunction. Reversal of opinion. First down, Grateful Dead. Sometimes you can make onion soup out of onions, so there's no reason why this truckin' can't be salvaged. Here we go. Take two. Some say that if you've seen one truckin', you've seen them all, but that isn't entirely the case. Some versions contain more mistakes than others. This is one of those times. It's a train wreck, but it's our train wreck, and that's made all the difference. Also, a long, strange trip wouldn't be complete without a lost passport, a bungled visa situation, or the occasional vixen siphoning off a large share of your cash with an outrageous bill, all while mafia guys blocked the club exit with concealed weapons. At least that was our first experience in Asia. Cue the Guitar Hero exit and bluesy outro, but no Spoonful or anything remotely exciting. The band knows when to stop, and they will do just that. Black Peter. Black Peter offers a moment to mourn before tossing the ashes, signifying a skillful interpretation of truckin' into the March wind. There's always next time. No doubt we'll catch another one in Philly. Brent senses the imminent death of a hero in our story. Brent senses the imminent death of a hero in our story and is preparing the framework for a funeral that will be neither lavish nor heavily attended. That's fine. We all must face death, and regardless of whether many or just a few close family members support our final farewell, we all go alone. The gates of the afterworld aren't concerned about popularity contests. What truly matters is the quality of life you tried to build here on Earth. Were you pleasant? Did you do more good than harm to others? When your name is mentioned, is it met with fondness or a quick flinch of distaste? Are most answers to questions met with positivity rather than negativity? Jerry is uncomfortably close to his metaphorical deathbed. For many of us, a bit too close. One more day, he finds himself alive. Is that really supposed to make us feel better? Before the days of reality TV, this dose of reality was the medicine that not many wanted to swallow. Jerry is losing his focus, spacing out, a man disinterested in or concerned with other issues. We know music has the power to overcome, but dunno, they need a sugar mag or at least a good lovin' to redeem themselves in the waning moments of this short show. Something breezy and not so confusing. Bobby, you guided us correctly during the first set. You're one for one here in the second set. Do us all a favor. Around and around. But alas, it was not meant to be. This survey doesn't answer any questions except which song you'd like us to remove from the canon so you don't have to hear it anymore. On the bright side, we can create some epic cheesy moments to add a bit of humor to the show. Brent makes a concerted effort to improve the post-space portion of the show, but at this point, his efforts aren't enough. Not even Hollywood Bob can save this ending. The overturned truckin' caused some serious damage. We might be eligible for compensation. And with only one more song left before the set ends, we don't feel so lucky. We do find comfort in knowing that two more nights are still ahead. That's a good thing, too, because tonight has been exhausting. Johnny B. Good. Hey, Jerry, what's the story? With China Rider and the wheel barely qualifying as Jerry Tunes, his lone second set offering is the moribund Black Peter. It's up to Bob Weir to lead us to the finish line. But this isn't the early 80s, and so far this double chuck burger lacks substance. Franchise acquired the rights and aimed to make the taste more appealing to a broader audience. But this approach only alienates existing fans while attracting few new ones, leading to a decline in overall sales and brand loyalty. Nonetheless, Jerry keeps rolling inside a speedball, gaining momentum and tearing through the crowd faster than you can say, "Let's get out of here," which they do. Encore. The Mighty Quinn. Now for something completely different. Jerry finally plays another tune, and what a doozy it is. The Mighty Quinn effectively washes away the sour taste of the past 25 minutes. The sing-along vibe matches the overall atmosphere of a general admission show. You're still free to do as you please, but the dead-ed code is still in effect, so be happily unwilling to follow the rules. Just don't step on anyone's toes. That shit hurts, man. Especially since many punters at the show are barefoot. The show went by so fast that we'll need another dose. Luckily, tomorrow night's on the docket. This Quinn is in, and then it is out. We can say with confidence that we are going home happy. Don't stay out too late and get some rest, for Christ's sakes. In just a few more hours, spring will have officially sprung. The equinox shall summon both dark and light in equal measure. And we, too, shall be measured by our darkness and light, a battle we will face deep into the spectrum in Philadelphia under a full moon and a partial eclipse in a week's time. End of show. Hope you had a good one. Thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. And we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to drop us a line anytime. See you next show on Grateful Shows. If this reading of Grateful Shows has given you something to sit with, I'd be glad to have you along for the rest of the ride. You can listen on whatever platform suits you best. The link is in the show notes. And if you'd like to go deeper, the written work behind these readings will be available as a complete tour book upon finishing the tour. Again, the link is below. A short note on Podchaser would mean a great deal at this early stage of the show's life. And if you'd like to receive occasional communication about the writing and what's coming next, the newsletter sign-up is in the show notes too. Thank you so much for listening.